Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. It's Oscars week, where the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences hands out its awards for films. This week, we sit down with VOA Entertainment correspondent Penelope Pulu to get her predictions for this year's awards.
There seems to be the more art fans seem to coalesce around Roma, but Roma is a foreign language film, and I'm not so sure how relevant it's going to be to many of those voters.
We're talking Oscars on this week's American Cafe. Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences hands out its annual Oscars on Sunday, and it's kind of hard to pick who will win Best Film, because will it be Bohemian Rhapsody? Will it be Roma? Will it be The Favorite? Our own film prognosticator and expert, Penelope Pulu, joins me in the studio. Penelope, first of all, thank you.
Oh, David, it's great to be with you here talking.
You know, I was running down some of the previous awards because this is what we call awards season. And so you have the Screen Actors Guild and you have the Golden Globes and you have the BAFTAs, the British version of the Oscars. But the more I looked at it, the more difficult it became to say, okay, that's the front runner. Because sometimes, I mean, there are a couple of films. Let's start off. There's a couple of films, Roma and The Favorite.
Yep.
Both have 10 nominations each.
That's right.
Bohemian Rhapsody is in that mix for Best Film, as is Black Klansman, the Spike Lee film.
Yeah.
Star is Born, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. Vice, Christian Bale's turn as former Vice President Dick Cheney is in there. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, it's in there as well. And Green Book, which has Mahershala Ali in it, and he and Viggo Mortensen did a very big star turn in that film.
That's very true.
But the awards have kind of been scattered like seeds in a field, because Bohemian Rhapsody wasn't even nominated for a BAFTA film, but Rami Malek, the guy who plays Freddie Mercury in that film, has been gathering hardware like crazy.
Absolutely, and I think he's a favorite for Best Actor, for Lead Actor. In his case, I think it's pretty set that he will get the Oscar. Not that I want to give him the Oscar on before Sunday, but that is the prognosis. But regarding the Best Picture, you're absolutely right. I mean, it is all over the place right now. And actually, I got a very interesting tip from somebody who is an insider, who said not only are we having a number of films that you know, the likes or dislikes have been distributed relatively equally and evenly, but the way the voting goes of 8,200 voters is that unless you have an absolute favorite, that 50% of the people who would vote for a favorite, if it is more diffused, the least favorite is going to be discarded, and the votes are distributed evenly among the remaining ones. It reminds me a little bit of a soccer kind of game, kind
That's
of distribution.
Right. Promotion and relegation.
Right. So yeah. I don't know. But aside of that, we are having problems this time with the narrative of some of these films, with personal scandals that may hurt some of these films, like in the case of Bohemian Rhapsody and its filmmaker who has been accused of sexual assault. I don't know how that's going to go down with the voters. Then we have the Green Book that has been criticized, that has whitewashed the Jim Crow era, that again, in the era of, you know, Black Lives Matter, I don't know how that's going to play. Black Klansman is playing also negatively to those who may not be completely as left-field as Spike Lee is in their political beliefs. And that doesn't leave us with many. There seems to be the more art fans seem to coalesce around Roma, that it has the most artistry and the most heart. But Roma is a foreign language film, and I'm not so sure how relevant it's going to be to many of those voters.
And its director, Alfonso Cuarón, is also nominated for Best Director.
Right.
There has been, speaking of directors, there has been a little controversy because Steven Spielberg came out and said films that are released on streaming services like Netflix or Amazon or Hulu shouldn't be eligible for Oscars. They should be up for Emmys, which are television awards.
Yes, but, a big but here, Cuarón did something very smart. He released the film on Netflix, but he also released it theatrically. So that does not disqualify him. And a lot of those people who are going to vote against Roma are going to vote against Roma because they are voting against the new streaming venues of how to watch films. They feel threatened by those studios that now are riding the wave because they are streaming to millions of households.
Let's switch now just a little bit. Christian Bale, we mentioned his performance. He won a Golden Globe for his performance as Dick Cheney in Vice.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Cooper got nothing from the foreign press people. Willem Dafoe plays Vincent Van Gogh, and he's good in this film, but he's not being buzzed around as, like, you know. But Rami Malek, as we mentioned, and then Viggo Mortensen is up for Green Book. But it seems like it's going to come down between Rami Malek and Christian Bale as far as best actor.
Very possible.
And now, let's switch to best actress. I got to run through these real quick because
okay.
We only have so much
all
time.
Right.
Glenn Close has won awards for her performance in The Wife. But Olivia Colman, who will be playing Queen Elizabeth in the next season of The Crown, I
mm-hmm.
believe,
mm-hmm.
She has also been gathering some hardware for her performance in
and
The
Favourite.
And
she won the BAFTA.
She won the BAFTA.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing, no small achievement there. Mahershala Ali has got what Robin Williams called the golden dude before.
Absolutely. He's Don Shirley in The Green Book.
In The Green Book. And he's up for that. But he's going up against Sam Rockwell in Vice and Sam Elliott in A Star is Born. I think that's almost a lock for him, just because.
I think so, too. You know. I think so, too. There, I don't have much dilemma.
Supporting actress. We've got some names in here, though, that are really Rachel Weisz and Emma Stone for The Favorite, and Amy Adams for Vice, and Marina de Tavira for Roma, which, again, goes back to that film. Some of the people that are featured in that film are not professional performers.
Especially the one who has been nominated for lead actress, the Yalitza Aparicio, who is an Indio educator. She's a teacher. She started to be a teacher. And this is her first as an indigenous, maid in a household.
Now, let's talk about something that was in the news that's kind of cooled off a little bit. This year's Oscar show will not have a host. They wanted Kevin Hart to do it, but then some tweets that he put out several years ago were brought back for being homophobic.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, look, I already apologized for that. I'm not going to apologize over and over and over again for the same thing. And the powers that be at a Motion Picture Academy just said, you know what, we'll just do it with no host.
And you know what? Maybe that's not such a bad idea, because some of those hosts I have not always found very engaging, and the show goes on to be too long, usually. So let's see. Let's see what happens. But I wanna remind you one thing, David. We forgot one movie that yours
Black
truly...
Panther?
Yes! Yes! So amidst this political... divisions and prejudices and studios and streamings and this and that and the other and Oscar's so white and, you know, Me Too and all that. Here is a movie that, in my opinion, captured it all this year, made history, and emotionally, I have to confess to you, I'm rooting for it.
Well, it did win a SAG Award for Best Cast Performance in a Motion Picture, and it was a popcorn muncher. Pure entertainment.
Sheer joy.
Yeah.
And artistically fantastic, I have to say.
That would indeed be a dark horse film. I'm going to put my money on Roma. My second will be The Favorite. I'd like to see, because I'm a Queen fan, Bohemian Rhapsody take home a lot of gold, probably for Best Actor. But the members of Queen, the remaining living members of Queen, Brian May, had said, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Rami Malek captured Freddie to a T.
Right.
And I will never, ever forget, as long as I am on planet Earth, Queen performing at Live Aid at Wembley in 1985 and Radio Gaga.
I was there.
Speaking of Gaga, Lady Gaga's song Shallow is up for an Oscar.
Right.
And she's also up for her first acting Oscar for A Star Is Born.
That's true. That is true. And who knows? Maybe she will, but she has strong competition.
Glenn Close.
Glenn Close and Olivia Colman.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, you know, we will have to wait to see who gets the golden statuettes. Penelope Pulu, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very, very much. I enjoyed it.
If you would like to comment on our show, find us on Facebook at VOA American Cafe. If you want to hear other episodes of our program, check it out at voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.